This is Community Matters on 92 Gold. If it matters to you, it's on Community Matters.
Good morning, I'm Aaron Mee. You're listening to the greatest hits here on 92 Gold. And today, joining me here on 92 Gold is Jenny Miller, Sharon Svita, and Callie Schwab from Northwest Bank. Now, thank you all for taking some time to be able to talk to me today. First of all, I am glad that we could be able to discuss the Northwest Bank Second Harvest Food Drive that has been going on now for, I understand, 19 years in this community. That is so amazing. It's such a long time that you guys have been doing it. And one thing that I'd like to start off the discussion is, when we look back 19 years ago, how far could a dollar worth of food get you back then versus now? And I mean, as we look at those type of changes that we see, think about that for just a minute. How did you get started with this?
So we all work at the bank, and the bank has been a major sponsor of this, partnering with Second Harvest for years, obviously from the start. So we've all worked at the bank. We all really enjoy being out in the community. This is a great event. I think we all kind of fight to see who gets to do this event because it's such a feel-good day. You know, you're out there. It's in the freezing cold, but you still enjoy watching the people come, donate.
And so many people participate.
Yes.
Right.
Right. And you can see people that have benefited from it themselves, and then they come back and they donate when they can. So it really is just a great day for everybody.
Oh, absolutely. It's really a powerful thing that we're able to see here in this community. So the donations from this go to the Second Harvest Food Bank, and the Second Harvest Food Bank serves the whole Northwest community. I understand that there's 11 counties, I believe, that are part of the Second Harvest Food Bank there. So the food ends up going to a ton of different places, but it also stays local here, like you mentioned. There are several different food drive programs that Second Harvest is involved with, and this Northwest Bank Erie News Now food drive that has been going on for 19 years now really helps to keep it going throughout the whole year, because I understand, you know, in years past, there are thousands of dollars worth of donations that come in. I understand, I think last year, maybe the year prior, there was somewhere around like $30,000 worth.
So the whole entire food drive that day raises that much. And Erie has done it a little bit longer than we have. But just in Warren last year, we raised $11,000 just at our site last year.
That's
so
huge.
From the time it started in Warren, we've raised almost $90,000 and over 41,000 pounds of food we've collected. And like you said, it all stays local. The money stays local. The local food banks pick it up that day, so you don't have to worry about if you donate that it's going to go elsewhere. It's going to benefit the people in your community.
Absolutely. So now, with that being said, one of the things that I think is really important about this, as we get closer to the date of this food drive, I understand that the Northwest Bank locations have been really generous in being able to partner with Second Harvest to be able to make this happen, and they've been able to make it so that the different branches are able to accept donations, right?
Right. Yeah. So I guess I'm a little ahead of myself, but what's super cool about the Warren one is all of the volunteers that day are Northwest employees. So they're from our corporate center. They're from our branches. So it's really just the Northwest community getting out there to support the Warren community.
Yeah. And, you know, I have to say, you do a really great job with that. And that's something that we need to be able to highlight here. When you go to this food drive, and this year is going to be taking place on November 15th, when you go to the food drive here at the corner of 2nd and Liberty Street in downtown Warren, it's going to be a majority Northwest Bank members and Erie News Now folks that are going to be here, and we're going to be taking the donations all day long. But like you mentioned, Northwest Bank, really, you guys are the ones that bring people out all day long and make sure that this is happening. Erie News Now, we're here to help with some of it, but we're mostly here to be able to cover it as well. So you guys do a really amazing job with bringing volunteers out to be able to help with it. So now, with that being said, I understand that the Corey location, the North Warren location, if people have donations, they can bring those to any of those other branches, right?
Right. Yep. So Corey is accepting donations. The Youngsville office, the North Warren office, the downtown Warren office are all accepting donations up until that day as well. So you can drop off any non-perishables or money up until then. And then the day of the food drive, we'll accept all that as well in our drive-through location, as well as frozen turkeys and frozen hams. Wow. But you can certainly get out now and donate in the offices while you're doing your banking and just drop some money or some food into the boxes that are available.
That's really convenient. So now with that being said, you mentioned over the course of this whole time, you guys have gotten around 40,000 pounds of food, 41,000 pounds of food. This food can be really anything, right? I mean, mostly it's non-perishable food items, but the idea is if people can go through, now would be the time to go through, clean out your pantries. They're not going to take expired items.
We usually take expired items that aren't more than a year expired. But we just watch it, make sure. Yeah. But it can be anything non-perishable like that. But also things like diapers or baby food or personal care items like shampoo, anything like that, we can still accept because it's going to go to somebody that really needs it.
As we look at the economic changes that happen year by year and the need that happens in these communities, and as we see some of these trends, especially in the need for food go up as some of the SNAP benefits have been decreased by the state and stuff like that over the year, it really does bring out more of a need for the food. And so now with that being said, how does the donations typically go year by year, people bringing in ahead of time versus day of? Do you get a lot ahead of time?
We get some ahead of time, but the majority of it is from that day. We might get up to $1,000 maybe ahead of time from our offices locally. But the day of is really when people bring it in. And I think it's just as much fun for them as it is for us to, go through the drive-through and see everybody that they've seen in years past. And, they all want to see the people from the TV, right? So they enjoy coming. And I think that day we definitely get a lot of people. And usually we'll try to put a push at the end, try to get over 10,000. Then people come in later at the end of the day. So. Yeah, sometimes too we have different organizations that might say we're going to donate $250 and they'll put it out to the other social clubs to see if maybe they'll commit to the same amount. So there's some friendly competition and some local businesses that might collect in their office and then bring it over that day as well.
Wow. Well, that's really awesome. We love to see those things. And, one of the things that I wanted to make sure that we discuss with this is going to be an all-day event that's going to be taking place. The donations can take place at any of the Northwest offices that we've just mentioned now through the 15th of November. But this main drive is going to be taking place Wednesday, November 15th. And I understand it's going to be an all-day event. So what time are you guys going to be getting there to start?
I believe it's 6 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. And we'll be there all day. We'll have volunteers there from the time it opens till the time it closes. I think Sherry and I are going to be there all day long, kind of taking charge and being there to greet everybody that comes in.
All right. So now one more thing that I wanted to ask is if people are going to be bringing their donations in that day, what is the best practice for people to pack those up? I understand that it started to become kind of a trend that seems to be really convenient where you have people pack it in their trunk of their car so it's easier to unload.
Yeah, we started that in 2021 with COVID, or I guess 2020 probably, where it was contactless. You didn't have to get out of your vehicle, which is usually nice. It's usually pretty chilly that day. Yeah. So if you put it all in your trunk, just pop it, and we are more than happy to pull it all out and get it from you so that you can stay in your nice warm car and just drive right on through. Make it pretty easy.
One more thing that I wanted to ask is there a online resource that people can go to be able to check it out?
Second Harvest Food Bank, if they went directly to their website, they would have all the information about the annual food drive that they do.
I just wanted to say thank you all for taking some time today to discuss these different things with me. It's really important, the work that you guys are doing here in the community. And really, one more time, I just wanted to make sure everyone understands this food drive is going to be taking place on November 15th. But from now until November 15th, any of the Northwest Bank offices that we've talked about, North Warren, Youngsville, Corey, the main office here in Warren, all of these branches are able to accept donations. So make sure to bring non-perishable food items and anything else that you would want to bring down to those bank offices when you make your transactions at Northwest Bank. And I really appreciate you all coming by today to be able to highlight this.
Thank you.
Can I just add one thing?
Yeah.
Every $10 can actually get 60 meals for people. So every little bit is going to help. So even if you can only donate a dollar, that's 6 meals. So that goes a long way in our community. So don't think that you don't have enough or you can't do it. Every little bit helps that day.
Jenny, Sharon, Callie, thank you all for taking some time today to be able to join me and discuss this. So thanks.
Hi, I'm Lindsay Martino, Director of Integrated Outpatient Services at Beacon Light Behavioral Health Services, an affiliate of Journey Health System. Our outpatient clinic provides mental health care to children, adults, and families at traditional and school-based locations in Warren and Forest counties. Our goal is to reduce life stressors and help individuals return to a healthier lifestyle. For more information or to learn about a rewarding career, visit www.beacon-light.org and follow us on Facebook. Beacon Light is an equal opportunity employer.
Community Matters on 92 Gold.
Good morning. I'm Aaron Mee. You're listening to the greatest hits here on 92 Gold. And today, joining me here on 92 Gold is Kevin and Aaron, and they are Be Well Warriors. And with that being said, I'm excited to talk about what the whole Be Well Warrior initiative is and what you guys are doing here in Warren. Talk about Be Well Collaborative as well, and just the whole group of what you guys are working on. But what I'd like to start the conversation off with is this Warrior Resource Engagement that's going to be coming up. It's a really great opportunity for veterans, veteran-related families in the community, things like that. You guys can give me better details than what I'm describing right now, but I understand it's a really great opportunity for those people to get resources.
Absolutely. So thank you very much for having us. We're just super excited about what's happening with Be Well Warrior. Our Warrior Resource Event is, when we say Warrior, we include active duty, veterans, and Warrior families. So I just want to add in and clarify that Warrior families for us, we all have people in our lives that are not blood related or legally related, but they are considered family. You know, I can think of one person that I call my sister, and she is my sister 110%, even though we're not physically related at all. So for us, those Warrior families could be anybody. Whoever is supportive of that active duty military or veteran, it's just as important for them to have the resources and know what's going on as the actual veteran or, you know, legal family. So this event is it's more than what I call a pen and pamphlet fair. A lot of resource fairs are just getting a pamphlet, chatting with somebody a little bit, getting some pens, getting maybe a piece of candy. But this is really about engagement so that they're really and truly spending time talking to people, getting engaged through whether it's looking at their VA benefits. Somebody can, if they're not receiving benefits, there will be someone there at the fair through AMVET, and Calvert Pearson is going to be there that can talk about those benefits, different aspects of benefits, but still benefits that are available. The VA will be there. We have both our Warren County Veterans Administration and the VA from Erie is coming down. The house, we have some housing programs, Soldier On, Self-Determined Housing Project. Those are some of them that are going to be there, as well as the Allegheny Valley Vet Center, which is, if anybody is not already aware of it, a group bought the old Clarendon School, the Allegheny Valley School, and turned it into the most amazing program. Cool. Oh, it's amazing. Like, and I have spent over, not that I want to say it, but 28 years in social services and did transitional housing. And if I had had a program in a place like that, there's so many wonderful things that could happen, and they are doing it. So it's just really, truly an awesome thing. So if anybody doesn't know about it, check into it because it's super cool.
So now I understand that this is going to be a great opportunity, like you said, for all of these agencies to be able to engage with people, to be able to talk with people, and to be able to learn about some of the different resources that are here available in this community. This is going to be held at the Warren YMCA from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Is there any cost associated with this?
No, not for our Warriors. Anyone can come in, doesn't cost anything. And actually what we've done, because we're not using this as a fundraiser by any means, even our agencies that are going to be vendors at the event, all we've asked is that they donate a $25 gift card, or it could be financial, that we can purchase something so that we can have door prizes for our Warriors. So it's not even costing the agencies anything. So we can really give back that way, because the other piece is, not only are our Warriors able to connect with the resources, but those resources may be able to find some volunteers, some employees, sees somebody that can help out. One of the programs is New Hope Dogs, which they help to train service dogs. And not only do some of our warriors need service animals, but also some of those animals need those warriors that maybe they can help with training or, you know, in some way volunteer. Paws Along the River is another agency that has been a part of what we're doing. And they need people that come in and just cuddle with the animals and, you know, help clean up. And that may be something that would give, you know, someone some purpose and something to do.
And that's something that I really appreciate. That's a really great thing that you mentioned, really. From what I can think about here is, as I get to the end of my year, I understand that personally, I've got some time that I've got to burn that if I don't use it, is going to go away. I'm not going to be able to use the vacation time. So I'd like to use that vacation time in a way that's meaningful to help people. And with that being said, that seems like it would be a great opportunity for people to kind of go and get an idea of different ways that they can help some of these organizations in this community. Because, like we've already identified, these organizations do a whole heck of a lot for these people. So if you can take some time and if you have some free time to donate, it's a really great way where, especially when everything's going up in cost, you don't have to pay any money. You can give your time and you can do a whole lot for people in this community.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I know Kevin had said before about, you know, when he left the military, came back to, you know, civilian life, finding things to be active. And now that he's retired, finding something that meant something to him. And I'll let you talk on
that. Yeah, I really embrace this organization because being a Vietnam veteran, two tours of Vietnam, it wasn't a vacation, I can tell you that. It was an experience. And got a lot of brothers and sisters out there that probably are in the same boat I am. I mean, I'm almost 50 years removed from active duty. And, you know, they're sitting around saying, well, what has the government done for me? Well, the government does do things for you, but there's many more opportunities, resources, such as this warrior resource engagement that we have coming on November 4th. Job opportunities. We have, refresh my memory on that.
CareerLink. CareerLink is going to be one of our vendors.
And, you know, I can tell you a story real quick. I kind of like to tell the story. Back in 1974, I'm getting out of the service, had no idea what I was going to do. So I started job hunting. I went to well over 150 job opportunities, which I thought of at the time. And quite frankly, they either said, you're overqualified, underqualified, or you're a Vietnam vet. We do not want anything to do with you. And I believe this is right before Equal Opportunity Employment came along. So needless to say, I'm like, I'm out of the service. What am I going to do? You know, how many people have gone 150 places looking for a job? Well, make a long story short, I did get hired by a company, and I started doing the same things. Like, you know, it was actually a gasoline company, and I ended up working for them for 43 years because my dedication to the job, and they were the only ones to give me a job, you know. And I got to tell you that that place is United Refining Company. They had bought out a company called Ashen Oil, and United Refining Company took it over. And you know, I kind of, you know, worked for them for 43 years, and they treated me very well. And they actually have their own program giving back to the military.
Really,
there are a lot of organizations out there who give back to the military. Question is, how many organizations are out there that you can find resources
that people even know about?
That you, myself included.
That's
90% of these people will be here I never knew existed. Mm-hmm. When I came out of service, there was two organizations, the Veterans, the VA, and the USO, which was more for active duty. That's all I knew.
Really?
You know, and they had the veteran housing deal where you can get a decent house. They go check it out for you and all that. But I got to tell you, there are so many resources out there. And I know for a fact that there's veterans out there that do not have any idea what's available to them.
Mm-hmm.
This is like one-stop shopping. You come down the Y on November 4th, and you can walk around, and you have all these resources right there. They'll talk to you. You can make an appointment with them at a later date or talk to them there.
See, that is just something that I find to be so amazing. And, you know, I got some family members that have passed on since that, you know, I really wish that these type of resources and these things were available when they were still here, because they would have been able to take so much advantage from some of these things.
Right.
And, you know, it's just so amazing to see that you guys are able to do it here in this community. And now, with that being said, so this Warrior Resource Engagement is going to be taking place 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday, November 4th, and it's at the Warren YMCA. That's 212 Lexington Avenue here in Warren. But if you want to get more details on this particular event, you can go to the warrenymca.org/warrior. And also, I understand that you guys have flyers that are available where people have QR codes and they can register to, you know, get signed up for this as well, right?
Right. And they don't have to sign up by any means. They can just walk in that day. We just wanted to give that option if they wanted to. Vendors, we would still take vendors, agencies that wanted to be vendors, and their registration code is on there as well. We are also on Facebook under Be Well Warrior. They can access those links or the QR code through those as sites as well. The other thing that I think is very, very significant is Warren County, and most people don't realize that Warren County has the highest per capita count of veterans in the state of Pennsylvania.
Wow.
Yeah, most people don't realize. So, you know, of course, Philadelphia or Allegheny, a larger county, is going to have larger by numbers, but per capita for our population, we are the largest. So it just makes sense for us to be able to do these programs. And the YMCA is very, very much a part of the community, and we want the community to be able to get the support that they need, which is where this, and you mentioned before, Be Well Collaborative, because the Y is a place, it's not just a gym. You know, we use that term all the time, but it's not just a gym. It is so much more. It is a place for both mental and physical health. And this is just one example. The Be Well Warrior Resource Engagement on November 4th is an opportunity for people to connect. And I think it's very important. We have talked to multiple veterans and families of active duty military, and making sure that we're meeting their needs. So the other piece of this is that we need to know what it is that's going to work. So the committee of Be Well Warrior, which we meet on the third Thursday of every month at the Y at 1:30. Anybody interested in joining that committee, that group, is more than welcome. And our goal is to advocate, engage, and support. So the engagement is one of the bigger pieces, that not only at this resource engagement that we're engaging with people, but also that we have an opportunity for veterans, families, and military to engage with each other, so that we're just creating opportunities so they can organically connect. One of the things that, from Kevin being at our meetings, some of our other veterans that are there are able to then have somebody to talk to.
Yeah.
He's able to connect with them, you know, outside of or because of this, because Kevin has been an absolutely tremendous force, I want to say, force to be reckoned with marketing, getting the information out there, connecting with other veterans and families and agencies so that they know about this event. And through that, he's able to then just have other vets to talk to who've been where he's been.
Yeah.
Additionally, we've recognized that the different generations, each generation we know differs from one to the next. We see, you know, comments and posts and all kinds of things about it all the time. But our military is generationally connecting differently. So we are really keying in our work so that we're able to help each one of those generations, you know, in what works for them. So
that's
we
really
need
feedback.
Yeah, it has been so eye-opening to see what's going to work, you know, for the guys like Kevin. The way he connects with somebody is going to be very different than the way somebody who's 25, 30 years old might connect.
Yeah.
So that's part of that engagement, is we're doing activities, we're doing events, we're doing the resource engagement, we're doing all kinds of different things so that they can engage in a platform that works best for them.
Yeah.
Because I don't speak military. Like, I understand some of them. If I, you know, if I ask, I ask Kevin what his MOS was, and of course I didn't realize that's more of a Army kind of thing.
Yeah.
He was like, "What do you mean?" I said, "Your job in the military." Mm. "Oh, well, we just called it our job." You know, so, but that could be because of the different branch. It could be because, you know, a different time frame, whatever. But
yeah.
I don't normally speak those kind of things. So we want to be able to, for them to be able to connect in a way that they feel safe, that works for them, so that they know they're not alone in whatever it is. And we're not trying to, by any means, fix anything or anyone. That's not what we're here to do. We're simply here to help them connect so that they can find whatever's going to help make their life a little bit better. So it's really more about, I guess, in a short phrase, an opportunity to organically improve the quality of your life, whatever that is. You have given, as a veteran, as a military, and as a family member, our warriors give to our country, to our community, and often give too much. Statistically, and there's different statistics, some say 28, some say 22, but to me, one is too many for us to lose, whether it's an active duty or a veteran, through suicide, and that is just, it's too much.
Mm-hmm.
So anything we can do that can help them find purpose, help them improve the quality of their life so that we can keep them here on this earth, then I'm all about doing it.
You bring a really great point with that. And Kevin, is there anything that you'd like to add in addition to this?
Yeah, I love telling this little tidbit story. It's not really a story because it's a fact. I was, you know, talking to some veterans trying to get a feel. Like, I know you experienced things different in the Gulf War, Afghanistan. Can you just tell me, you know, some things that you think this warrior resource program is going to be about, Be Well Warrior, or should be about, I should say? And this one person says to me, he says, "Yeah, the question you should ask every veteran, are you lonely or are you alone? If you're lonely, that's an easy fix. If you're alone," Aaron spoke on it here just recently here about the suicide rate and all that. That's the one that's troubling. And I think that's the one that we need to improve upon. And that's what this resource program is about, is you get to, again, Aaron mentioned it, you get to meet other veterans, talk it out. That's probably the best medicine for a veteran, you know. And if you come to this resource engagement on Saturday, November 4th, there's no pressure. Go at your own pace.
Mm-hmm.
You want to talk to one person, you want to talk to 12. It's up to you. We even have a spot section off. We're going to call it the Warrior Lounge, I guess, is the best way to say it. And if you want to talk to somebody one-on-one, I think, you know, one of these resources, I think they'll be more than happy to go back there with you, just so you have privacy, you know. And, you know, there's just so many opportunities here. And again, like I said earlier, I didn't know they existed. I do now. And I'll be the first person to go around the tables.
Tell you what's available.
Yeah,
and I appreciate that. And, you know, I got to say, you bring up such a good point when you mentioned that not everyone knows about some of these different programs that are available. So, again, I encourage everyone. It's going to be held Saturday. It's going to be coming up soon. So make sure that you're ready for it. And, again, it's going to run from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And that's at 212 Lexington Avenue at the Warren YMCA. So, guys, thank you for taking some time today to be able to highlight this. This is such an important thing here in this community, and you guys are doing some really amazing work with it, so I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having us. Yes, thanks for helping us to get the word out.
Absolutely.
Thank you for listening to Community Matters. If you have any questions, inquiries, or suggestions, feel free to reach out at warrenradio.com and click contact.